I'm from the Eastern Shawnee tribe of Oklahoma, but I've lived in Denver for quite a few years. I have a friend that also lives in Denver, who is originally from Oklahoma, the Cherokee Nation. We got talking about how homesick we were, and he suggested that we go spend a couple of weeks with his grandma. In the car for the 12-hour drive, we talked about everything we missed. Fry bread and powwows and stomp dances and hearing our people speak our own languages. So by the time we got to Oklahoma, I was so happy to be home. We were maybe 3 or 4 miles from his grandma's house when he said there were a couple of things maybe he should tell me about. The first was that his grandmother might not be particularly fond of Shawnee people. This was because of a thing that had happened between our tribes in the late 1800s. That might seem like a long time ago to some people, but she remembered. The second thing was that she could be a little bit persistent about inviting people to go to church with her on Sunday. Right away, I knew what he meant. In modern-day Oklahoma, Native people have an eclectic array of spiritual beliefs. Some follow our traditional ways. Others have joined various congregations. I grew up with an Irish Catholic mother and a Shawnee father, and so I was very open to all kinds of different spiritual beliefs. But as I grew up, it was our traditional ways that had spoken to my heart. However, when I went back home, I'd still get a lot of invitations to go to church. Although I really appreciated it, I usually politely declined because there was always an undercurrent of hoping that I might be converted, and I really don't like to disappoint people. I promised my friend that I could be diplomatic with his grandmother if she was persistent with her invitations, and I even thought that maybe I could win her over to liking Shawnee people.